And the special grace of God, the theme of the program is the living in God. Do any of the living God here? Brother, you are talking about you. If we start doing scanning now, we will discover that some people are doubting if I should believe or if I should walk with God. If you say you believe, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Everybody that believes. Hallelujah. Believing in God, what do we really understand by the word believing in God? It's to have faith in God. Because when you believe on this chair, you will have every possibility to sit on the chair without the chair following you. Somebody, my brother here, they say, oh, Pastor, that chair is not something I believe. I have to be ministry for you. Am I right?
Yes.
So likewise, it has to do with believing. If you say you believe in God, as I have just now, everybody shout, I believe. If you believe, it is not enough to believe, but it is more than enough to believe only when you have faith. What is faith? Faith is substance of things. Hoping for evidence of things not yet seen. You have not seen it, but you believe in it. You have not touched it, but you believe in it. They just tell you it is, you just believe. You will not see, but you know it will work. That is faith.
Hallelujah.
One of the questions popping up all over, even on the social media, the God will say we are serving and we single. We don't need to see him, we just believe in him. Because we have a testimony, a testament about what he has done. How he has transformed life. How he has healed the sick. How he has raised the lame. How the blind could see. How the hopeless could have faith, have life and have a hope. That is the God we serve. There are series of countless of things. People can pop it up to you. Are you seeing him? The country that we are here, do we know or do we, are we there when they write the history of the country? But we choose to come. We choose to believe in the country. We choose to believe in the system. But we are not there when they write about the system. But the system is working for us. That is what belief and faith is. The message said believing in God. When I saw the theme of the message, Holy Spirit tell me, truly, it's not everybody that believes in God. People just, many people believe by their mouth. But when they come in trusting in that God, something shifts. Most especially, wisdom is growing. Men shout
hallelujah.
As the man and the father of the house are sitting here today, I want to encourage somebody. Some of us, we are called as dad and father. But because of the challenges we are going through and the system we are facing, we find it difficult. Does God really remember me? Is God really there? Should I trust in this God? We see somebody who say, God, I believe in you, Christ. Beckon me to come. I'm talking about Brother Peter. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ walking upon the water. At first, just the same way it happened to some of us. When we see the miracle of God, instead of us to celebrate, fear will first grip us. When they saw Jesus Christ walking, what do they say? They say it's a ghost. It's a spirit. And when he heard them, he said, these are my brethren. They shouldn't have thinking like this. They should not have think like this. He said, it is me, Christ. You know one thing about Peter, which I love very much? He knows how to worry Jesus Christ. He said, okay, Master, if it is you, tell me to come. And Jesus Christ said, okay. The Bible said, the moment Peter moved with faith. He put the first leg, started walking on the water. He put the second, started walking, The Bible says, peradventure there was a wind. There was a wind blowing. And the wind started blowing. Beloved, when Peter saw the wind, the five senses of Peter come into play. He started with faith. But when things started going, storms started arising. He moved out of faith. He started using the five senses. He started saying, beloved, I want to tell you, the moment you start using your eye, your feeling, your thought, you cannot believe in God. You cannot trust God with your five senses. When somebody starts telling you, is that what you think? You have shifted from faith. You are not walking with his five senses. Bible did not say, when the storm was blowing, Peter changed. What changed him? It was his thinking. After looking at the storm, I want to encourage somebody here this morning. If you have been looking at the storm, shift your focus from the storm onto Jesus.
Amen.
Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, one thing is happening when I minister, I give story because story remains much in you.
Yes.
Because of course, we are very good in the scriptures. We can easily forget, even to tell us where 2 Corinthians is. But when you remember the story will guide you in the time of storm. May the story of Peter guide somebody. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Let us open to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I understand today's time given. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. As we normally do in our ministry, I always want person from the book, from the congregation to read, to know if you people are following me. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. God bless you as you do that. I can go see some of our brother and not the Bible. That's what I'm supposed to be.
Amen. 2 Corinthians
chapter 4, verse 15.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All these for your benefits, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
Amen. Which version are you reading? International version, okay. I read from King James. It says, for all things are for your own sake. For everything, whether good health, whether breakthrough, whether upliftment, no matter what God has designed for human consumption, is for your own sake. It says that grace. If you are healed, it is not even the doctor. There are people who went to hospital but they never come back. Mama was giving a testimony about daddy. I was there when the scenario happened. He went to a place I could remember vividly. He went with ambulance. There was a pain. Permit me, man. There was a pain. Situation happened, they called her. When she came, we were having a fellowship in deeper life. And she came and said, look at what they said. The pastor then, you know what he said? He said, your husband went with his stretcher. He will come back with his leg. And peradventure, by the grace of God, daddy, you are sitting here today, celebrating his birthday, to tell you we have been the journey together. He went in ambulance, then he came back with his leg. There are people who went to the same thing, but they never returned alive. They went to the same situation, but when we went to meet them, we go there to put them to 6 feet. But when he was coming back, he came back as a man. Just like Lazarus. He went in as a dead Lazarus. He came out as a standing Lazarus. May somebody come back to life today. I don't know what the enemy said is dead about you. As the Lord liveth, as the Most High liveth, you are coming back life. You are coming back as a great family. I don't know what the enemy was astounding about you. I don't know what they were upset about you. Because the Lord liveth, you are coming back as a strong army. And so shall you. He said, for your grace has spread too many. May cause thanksgiving. Do you know when you are doing things to give thanks? Do you know who said glory? God. Yes. Sometimes, most of when I pray, I say, God, if you do this for me, it is not for me, it's for your own glory. I want you to use that as your prayer point. You are healing me, God. Not because I need healing, because you deserve the glory. Because when the people see you heal me, they will glorify the God at my side. And sister Anna lives me to say, whenever she is sick, when she prays, do you know what she said? She said she always go to God in prayer. Do you want your blood to waste? Because he said, by the stripe upon him, I am healed. The day she said that thing, I was shaking in the chair. I said, what did you say? This is a revelation. He said, challenge Christ. He said, if you want me to heal or you want your blood that drop to waste, choose one. He's telling God to choose. And one thing God cannot do, he cannot negotiate what he has done. God cannot allow that blood to waste. So God has no choice but to heal him, in her. Beloved, believing in God is beyond what we can think. Many people are convinced that they are too bad for God to help. So I say, Pastor, you don't know my situation. So people will say, I have went through many that I don't think God can remember me. On their problem are too big for God to handle. That is one mentality some of us have. My challenge is too big for God to handle. But according to your theme of this program, believing in God. Believing God does not look at your infirmity. He doesn't look at your shortcoming. That is why he said, even when we are yet a sinner, he did what? He died for us. You must not repent when he died. He did not say you should repent before he died. He said, I need to redeem this because he is precious. I need to redeem her because she is precious. God died even when you are still sinning. What does God have to do is just for you to key into that gift of grace. They seem to have more faith in their own inability than having faith in God's ability. Most of us, instead of us to have faith in God's abilities, we have faith in our inability. I cannot do it. We don't know my situation. They say they know the gift paper. They say they know the gift. I want to tell somebody this morning. God is the God that doesn't follow protocol. He's a protocol breaker. When it comes, when it comes, things change. There is a system that cannot hold God again, most especially when it has to do with your faith. There was a scenario in Israel. They say in the pool of Shiloh, every year, once in a year, the Holy Spirit comes to trouble the water. When there is a trouble of water, somebody will run into the water. When he or she run into the water, they will say, oh, the person is here. Then there is somebody that has been there for 35 years. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone here, if your problem is older than 35 years. If your problem is as old as 35 years, let me see your hand. Amen. Even before you even broke in, somebody will take care of you. So you don't have problems. This man has been there for 35 years. Somebody brought him. Family brought him. And the normal protocol of the pool of Sheba, when the Holy Spirit stirred the water, anybody that first run into the water, he gets his healing. And this man, the family that brought him, they dropped him there, they left him. This man was only there to congratulate people that get their miracle. This year will happen. He will wait there because nobody wants to take him to the tomb. Anybody that gets his healing, he will say, brother, congratulations. That will not be your portion.
Amen.
If you have congratulated people for the past, it is your turn to be congratulated. I decree to somebody's life. Holy Spirit says, I should tell you, it is time to congratulate you. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what you have cried. Some of us, there are things we cannot tell nobody. We cannot even tell our pastor. But whenever we go into our closet, we cry, we ask God, why me? I want to tell somebody, that thing that you have been crying for, Holy Spirit says, I should tell you, it is time for them to congratulate you. When this man see, anytime they come, the man lost hope, just like the way some of us have lost hope. I don't know the time and season it is, but there is always a time. When it is time, maybe it's like August or September, I don't know, because it was not recorded. Make an offer on the Bible.
Amen.
When it is time, he's not be thinking that September again. Who will go? He's not even thinking about himself anymore. Some of us are here, even in this land. I don't know who is watching me online. Maybe you are waiting to say, it is time to grant somebody's request again. I know it is not me. It is time for somebody to give birth again. I know it is not me. Because doctors say, I cannot have the fruit of the womb. I want to decree into the atmosphere. As you believe in the Lord most high, as you stand upon the decree of this word, may you be testified. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and so shall it be. This man, when it is time for him to congratulate somebody again, the Holy of Holies is stepping. The one that is greater than every challenge is stepping. The one that breaks protocols stepping. The one that doesn't follow systems stepping. When Jesus Christ came, you know what he said? There is grace. And the Bible says, grace is unmerited. You don't need to walk, you don't need to people, you don't need to go to offices, you don't need to go to stand up, you don't need to go anywhere. There is a grace. Jesus Christ did not come to take somebody to that school. You know what he came to do? Grace tell him, look at the man. Grace tell him, this is the man. Grace tell him, find the man. When Jesus Christ was coming, he was coming to the pool of Shiloh. And when he got there, he said to the man, do you want to be healed? When Jesus Christ did not say, this time, the defender is coming and taking you to the pool. Look, he didn't ask the man, do you want to be healed? Look at the question of the man. The man said to Jesus Christ, nobody can carry me. Did Jesus Christ ask him if we carry me? Some of us, when we go through challenges, instead of us to pray the right prayer, we'll be asking questions. Instead of us to have faith in God, we'll be telling God why me. Some of us pray for hours. The only thing we ask God, why me? God, when will it be my time? God, when will I carry my child? God, when will you heal me? Jesus Christ has this man. Do you want to be healed? There are some situations we tell you're thinking. That is a simple question, am I right? Mm-hmm. But the man was telling Jesus how many people have healed in his presence. How many people have delivered in his presence. Jesus Christ is not asking of your story. What is asking you this morning? Believe in him. Yeah. Believe in him. And Jesus Christ tell the man, I'm not asking you if somebody to carry you. Do you know the one that rode on the eagle wings is here to pull you up? The one that will take you to the great healing pool is here. Jesus Christ said, Jesus Christ did not use the normal protocol. You know what he said? Take up your mat and go home.
Ooh.
Hey! Some of us are waiting when they will tell us, come and fill this form before we grant your request. Jesus Christ did not know that. He only tell the man, pick up your mat and walk. That will be the testimony of somebody.
Yeah.
And there are times in life, challenges will overwhelm us. Instead of us to look at Jesus Christ, we'll be looking at that problem. But Jesus Christ is looking for your faith. He's searching for your faith. Let us open to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. And we read from here. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26 to 24. 24 to 26, sorry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Samuel 17, 24 to 26. He said, as soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run. Some of us, the challenges we see make us run. We run out of the house of God. We run out of the presence of God. Some of us, Mama, I don't know if they might have told you separately. Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. I just said I'll leave the year. Pastor, you don't understand the situation. When you call their attention and say, Mama, so we will tell you and we come. But they are running. The Bible says, as soon as the Israelites saw him, who did you see that make you run? Who have you seen? There's a number saying in social media, why are you running? Why are you running? He said, when they saw him, they will begin to run and run away in fright, that is in fear. Have you seen the giant? The giant. Who is that giant in your life? Who is that giant in your marriage? Who is that giant in your family? Who is that giant in your body? Who is that giant in the life of your children? You see, when they saw the giant, they started to run away. And the men had, he come out every day to defy the Israelites. Hey. This thing is every day. The giant defy. That is, he mocked you every day. What are we saying here? Anytime you go to God in prayer, do you know what that will remind you? It points at you that problem. It points at you that challenge. It points at you that situation that is weighing you down. He said he come among them every day. That is to tell you, whenever you wake up, you see this challenge. And the king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. How can you kill this giant? You don't know what the book of Revelation 21:7 says. It says, he that overcometh shall inherit all, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Are you ready to overcome? Are you ready to overcome? And he goes further, he said, he will give that man, that is Saul talking. He said, anybody that can kill Goliath, I will give that man my daughter for a wife. And the man's entire family will be exempted from paying tax. Most of us, it's tax that is killing us. Some of us, if we can, we have not seen light shine, we will say, light shine is very interesting, eh? Sometimes that blue paper, with that blue paper, blood burnt to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blue paper that will keep you into fright, may it burn to ashes. May the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost consume that paper, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of us, it's built that put us in fright. They don't come again. When we see some kind of evidence, we'll say they don't come again. And he said, and somebody speak, David has the soldier nearby. What will a man get for killing this Philistine? An enemy is defied of the Israelite. Who is this pagan Philistine away? That he is allowed to defy the army of the Lord, the living God. If that is a word of faith, did David see Goliath? Yes. How big is David? What's Kekele boy? But you say, no, who is this person? David was speaking in faith. It was the faith that David had made it to bring Goliath. Do you know what in the heart faith? Faith is a thing when you key into it. It doesn't work with your effort. It works in the effort of the one you trusted. Some people say, ah, make I see her first. Let me see it first. I don't think anybody here, if the business counselor of this country just tell somebody, say, I will bless you with 1 million euro. You don't need to see Allah before you come and give testimony. You don't need to wait for Allah. You don't even need to go to the bank. Buddhist counselor say he won't bless me. You'll come here, mama. See what I see. But why the one that owns the earth? The one that moves the earth. The creator of heaven and earth. The one that created the earth that has no pillar. If I should ask you where the pillar that holds the heaven and earth, will you tell me? He doesn't know. The one that does that, you walk in the cloud of the earth without even seeing anything falling in. That person tells you, trust in me, you are still doubting. Beloved, that is error. Error 101. I want to tell somebody, bring up your faith. I know it is challenging. Faith is a thing. You don't know how it works. But you just believe. That is faith. If you can believe in a man, what about the Almighty God? What we say, you don't see with the eye you see. Now, what did they tell me today? Pastor, have you ever bring a letter to tell you to see the letter? But there was somebody who got a letter of threat that said, Rebbe, we are coming to destroy your nation. Do you know what that man did? He took the letter, he brought it before the altar of God. He started to remind God, look at my faith, look at what I've done, what have you done for God? He brought it, he started telling God. Do you know when he dropped the letter, as they read the letter unto God, he read it into the hearing of the Most High. Do you know what the Most High tell him? He said the same people, don't worry. This is what God gave him strategy. May God give somebody strategy today. May God give somebody strategy today. May God impart you with strategy. And so shall it be. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is working, but he just wants you to believe in him. Let us open to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 to 17. I need a fast reader. God bless you. 2 Kings chapter 6, 15 to 17. Yes, please. Second Kings. I will invite person as we do for class. Hallelujah. I read from this place. 2 Kings 6, 15 to 17.
Amen.
He said, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, behold, with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not. I'm telling somebody to fear not. He said, how shall we do? And the master said, fear not. For they that be with us, her mother, they that are with them. Is that confession of somebody this morning? God that's in you is greater than God that are in the world. And let you say, you don't need to fear, because there is something in you you don't know. There is something that is guiding you doesn't know. There is something that is protecting you that you don't know. And do you know what Elijah said in the book of Deuteronomy? The Bible says, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eye that he may see. May the Lord open somebody's eye this morning. May the Lord open the inspiration of somebody. May the Lord grant you the insight. for you to see this morning in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, was full of horses and chariots, fire surrounding the mansion. The man of God prayed. Did the man of God say that problem should go? No. Some of us come to your pastor. You say, Pastor, look at what I'm going through. The only thing pastor can tell you or could tell you is have faith in God. Instead of you to have faith, you start telling pastor, you don't even know. What do you want pastor to do? Make him perform magic. Make him perform. It's only magician that can only do something. Voila, it is done. Then God needs your faith to work. I pray God will grant us that grace in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We saw the story of the Israelites. They were journeying. I read from here. Numbers 21, 4 to 9. And they journeyed from the mountain Moriah. Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 9. I think I will be running up with that because of our time. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people become very discouraged on the way. So you know that when journey becomes so long, there is possibility of discouragement. When things that you expect to work is not working, and it's getting longer, some of us are in this country, we say God has not answered us. Some of us are in one sickness or the other. God has not healed you. What is going on? They are getting discouraged. And the people speak against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and water. Our soul long for worthless bread. Because of the need of life, many people do speak. Because of what today is not happening, faith started to go down. So the Lord sent a fairy serpent among the people, that divide the people, and many of the people of Israel die. There are some things that happen in our life that bring us down because of what, how we are walking with God. How our faith is going down. How our belief is not holding up. That is why most of those things happen. God sent down. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that He may take away the serpent from us. So Moses prayed to the Lord. Some of us come to men of God. And when we pray, and that man of God pray, it's only prayer I will tell you. And look at the instruction when you go further. 8 says, then the Lord said to Moses, make a fairy serpent and set on the pole. And it shall be that everyone who is beaten, when he looks at it, he shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put on the pole. And so it was as if the serpent beat anyone. When he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The same way Jesus Christ is being lifted up. When you come to God, God is not taking that problem away. But what he said you should do is say you should look at the cross. Look at the cross. So people, when you come to church, when you come to the house of God, when it's being preached that you should look unto Jesus, some people will be saying, my problem is there, why will I be looking unto Jesus? I need this problem solved. Jesus Christ did not solve the problem. When Moses prayed, God did not take the problem away. Do you know what did God do? He said, make the same thing that is biting them, put it on the cross. Who look unto that brazen serpent shall live. And that is why the Bible says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With the stripe upon him, we are healed. Jesus Christ is on the cross. Look unto him. He's the author and finisher of your faith. Stop looking at that challenges you are going through. Stop looking at that problem. Stop looking at that crisis. God only instructed them that when they look at the serpent, they shall be saved from the problem. When your pastor says, look unto Jesus, instead of looking at a problem, I don't think any man of God that will say, okay, I will do one thing or the other. When you run to the house of God, instead of you taking you to Christ, taking you to somebody else, beloved, I want to warn you. in the name of the Lord, be careful. Be careful. For the Bible says, the name of the Lord is what? It's a strong tower. The righteous run unto thee, they are saved. He said, the name of the Lord. And the scripture says, he has given us a name that is above every other name. He did not say he gave us one thing. He gave us a name. And that name is Jesus. When you run unto the name of Jesus, you are saved. You are delivered. You are rescued. And so shall it be in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Whenever you focus, your focus is pointing that problem to us instead of God. I want you to rest assured there is a voice of the devil in the end. If you start thinking as a believer, instead of you to remember Christ, what comes? Always remember you of that problem. That is not the voice of God. You don't know what the voice of God will tell you. You can do everything through Christ that is in you. I'm trying to fight against challenges I'm going through. Not that as a pastor I don't go through challenges. Not that as a pastor I don't go through crises. But whenever I come, I always try by His grace to say, God, what can I do? There's some time I break down and cry. There's some time I weep and say, God, help me. Help me. That is the only solution. It might not come as you expected. It might not come when you are expecting it. Beloved, I want to bring your heart back to God. I want you to trust in God. I want you to believe in Him. No matter that situation, no matter that crisis that you are going through, no matter that sickness you are in, no matter the declaration of the pastor, the Bible says His word is yea and amen.
Amen.
I want you to have that faith tonight. I don't know the pressure you are going through. The pressure of life. The pressure of family. The pressure of marriages. The pressure of ministry. Beloved, I want to encourage somebody. Whether the pressure of that working place, I want to encourage you. Look at the cross. Look at the cross. He went to the cross 2,000 years ago. There is a reason why he used this last word. It is finished. And that reason, I want to remind you tonight. He said that sickness is finished.
Amen.
He said that problem is finished. He said that challenge is finished.
Amen.
It is over. It is over. As you are confessing that, may we rise up on our feet. Just open your mouth and pray. Just open your mouth and pray. Declare unto the Lord. For the Lord said it is finished. My God said it is finished. Holy Spirit said it is finished. Lord, Father, give us glory and praise. Just open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and declare. For it is finished. It is over. It is over. It is over. My sickness is over. My crisis is over. And my crisis is over. My challenge is over. I am coming out. I am being delivered. I am being restored. Lord, Father God, I call upon you. Restore my situation. Lord, Father God, you say when I run unto you, I shall be saved. I shall be restored. Lord, Father God, I pray me. Let not your whole Lord. Your short mouth is a short destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Except you don't have challenges. Except you don't have something that is concerning you. Oh, Father God, I pray, people, Lord. I come before you. I come into your word this morning. Oh, my Father God, you say I should believe in you. Those that trusted in the Lord, they shall fight up their wind like you. They will walk, they will not worry. They will walk, they will not say. These are your word, O Lord. I am trusting in you. I am walking with you. I am moving with you. Every spirit held out to my head. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Shall we lift up our right hand? Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you are God. Your word has come expressly. Father, your word is like a rain that comes down from heaven, and it never returns up to you until it has accomplished what you have sent it for. You have sent forth your word this morning to bring faith to your children, that they should believe in you, that they should trust in you. Lord, Father God, as you have given me, I have given unto them. Oh, Lord, Father, King of glory, may none of them fall in the wayside. As many that are sick, as step upon the confession of the Lord, you say, by this tribe we are healed. That the God, may that brother receive his healing. May that sister receive her healing. May the church receive its healing. Father God, I pray thee, O Lord, anyone that is living on home medication, may the blood of Jesus that speak a better thing than the blood of evil, may it walk through that body and bring healing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I'm not bargaining. I'm standing upon your word. Your word is settled in heaven. Father God, I pray, may this person stand to say, on the day we celebrated our Father's Day, this is what your servant said, and I stand upon that confession, and I receive my healing. May that be the testimony of somebody. Amen. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As somebody is waiting for protocol to follow, and that man by the good side did not follow protocol because Jehovah Rapha was there. Yeshua Jesus was there. I pray for somebody waiting to go through protocol. May that protocol be broken for your sake. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every letter of threat before you, I bring that letter before the Lord. I don't know what that letter, what is in there, but the Lord that searched the earth, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, searching the earth. He sees that letter. He sees what is written in it. Father my God, may that letter be rewritten. Be rewritten.
Amen.
Be rewritten.
Amen.
Be rewritten.
Amen.
For the sake of that person. In the mighty name of God.
Amen.
Faithful God. There are people who are here. They are saying, oh, Pastor, I have not mentioned my situation. Oh Lord, you are the omniscience God. The omniscient God, the God that knows all things. Daddy God, you know the story of that sister. You know the story of that brother. Daddy God, you may not have revealed it unto me on this altar, but you that knoweth all things, may you visit that brother.
Amen.
May you visit that sister.
Amen.
In the mighty name of our
Lord. Amen.
Father, King of glory, I have done the assignment you committed to my hand. May you alone take the glory. Thank you, blessed Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
For you alone are worthy to be glory.
Hallelujah.
This I pray in Yeshua Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Amen.